Namaste Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, the clock is missing from the wall up there, so to keep track, I'll just put my phone out here. Yeah, that clock helps the speakers a lot to keep track of time, so maybe someone not very conscious of that. So anyway, we'll reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65. Texts 32 through 34, which would bring us to the end of this chapter. So together we can do 32, and then simultaneously the other two verses. 32. Vasitva vasasinile. Malam amuchya kanchanan reje swalankrito lipto mahendra eva varana vasitva vasasinile malam amuchya kanchanim Reje swalankrito lipto Mahendra swavarana Vashishva vashashinile Malam amuchya kanchanim Reje swalankrito lipto Mahendra Eva Varana. Please chant. Vasitva Vasasinile. Mala Amucha Kanchanim. Vejeswa Lankito Lito. Mahendra Eva Varana Vasasinile Malama Mucha Kanchanim Reye Swalankrito Lipto Mahendra Eva Varana Vasishva Vasasinile Malama Mucha Kanchanim Rehe Swalankrito Lipto Mahendra Eva Varana Vasishva dressing himself, Vasasi, in the two garments, Nile, blue, Malam, the necklace, Amuchya, putting on, Kanchanim, golden, Rehe, he appeared resplendent, Su, excellently, Alankritaha, ornamented. Liptaha, anointed. Maha Indraha, of Mahendra, the king of heaven. Eva, light. Varanaha, the elephant. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Balaram dressed himself in the blue garments and put on the golden necklace. Anointed with fragrances and beautifully adorned, he appeared as resplendent as Indra's royal elephant. Purport. Anointed with sandalwood paste and other pure, fragrant substances, Balaram resembled Airavata, the great elephant of Lord Indra. Texture 3. Together. Ajapi drisyate rajan yamuna krishta vartmana balasya nanta viryasya viryam suchayati vahi. Even today, O king, one can see how the Yamuna flows through the many channels created when it was dragged by the unlimitedly powerful Lord Balaram. Thus, she demonstrates his prowess. And 34. Evam sarva nishayata ekava ramato vaje ramasya kshipta chittasya madurye vraja yoshitam. Translation. Thus, for Lord Balaram, all the nights passed like a single night, as he enjoyed in Vraja, his mind enchanted by the exquisite charm and beauty of Vraja's young ladies. Purport. Lord Balaram was enchanted by the charming pastimes of the beautiful young ladies of Vraja. Thus each night was a completely new experience, as all the nights passed as if they were a single night. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 65th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Balaram Visits Vrindavan. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabanustute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Shri Vrindavan Vishnu Padaka Pankajarana Prabhupada Nagarana Nashi Vrindavan Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vipale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurava Jayana Nirvishesha Siddhavadi Pasha Tadeshi Hare Krishna. So, as we all know, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a great conversation, a great dialogue, talking about dialogue, which brings to mind that when we hear the word conversation or dialogue, first thing that comes to mind is two parties interacting with each other, not one speak and one listens only. So the Bhagavatam is a great dialogue between two great personalities. And one was speaking, and the other was responding, and the other one was inquiring. And thus, the conversation flowed on and on and on until we reached this point. So, this conversation is between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, both of whom were equally qualified to speak on this subject matter. It happened that Sukadeva Goswami, he was chosen to speak, and Maharaj Parikshit was chosen to listen, along with the other assembled sages. But it should be understood that both of them were equally qualified. Srila Prabhupada discussed this point, that Maharaj Parikshit was equally qualified to speak the Bhagavatam, that he could have been the one sitting, speaking, and Sukadeva Goswami listening. He's a great personality because from birth, he had a darshan, before birth, he had a darshan of Lord Krishna. As we all know, when he was within the womb of his mother Uttara, and the Ashwatthama's weapon was there to try to end his life, Lord Krishna personally protected him in the womb. He had darshan, and thus, after taking birth, his name became Parikshit. Parikshit means the great inquirer. He was inquiring, who is that personality? Where is that personality who protected me in the womb? So that's what Parikshit means. So that's in itself is a very great personality that had the opportunity to get Krishna's protection and darshan in that way. And his entire life, as we would hear as we go back to the earlier cantos, how great of a personality he was in the form as a Rajarshi, a great king. So we can probably imagine, even though we don't have any recorded dialogues or histories of this, that when Maharaj Parikshit heard that he would die in 7 days, he was inquiring from everyone, well, what should I do? I'm going to die. What should I do? You can imagine the commotion that the greatest leader on the planet just got information that he's going to die in 7 days. Imagine that, what a commotion that would be in the kingdom with such a saintly person who was the fatherhood of the entire nation, the entire praja, not only the human beings, but every living entity, the praja, everyone that he was given protection to. And to hear that he's going to die in 7 days, we can understand that it wasn't an ordinary commotion. So they were inquiring from all the different sages and so forth what to do. And thus, by providence, Sukadeva Goswami came on the scene. And by higher arrangement, it was so decided, as I said earlier, that that Maharaj Parikshit was also equally qualified to speak on these topics, because his entire life, as we can understand, Maharaj Parikshit's entire life was one of devotional service, which means he knew fully the science of Krishna. But just for our benefit, that it's presented in such a way so this great dialogue, this great conversation comes about on this Bhagavatam. So this great conversation brings about something special for us. That you have a very great personality speaking and very great personality listening, and everyone else in the audience. So this is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the one who may be speaking doesn't have to be the only one who is qualified, or he may not even be qualified in terms of great advancement. But if he has the sincerity to follow the standard and try his best to present Srimad Bhagavatam, then that in itself is a great qualification. And similarly, the audience are very qualified if they have the ability or if they have the enthusiasm to sit and listen to the Bhagavatam, despite it being given by someone who is not so qualified. Because every topic in the Srimad Bhagavatam is fully surcharged with the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with its transcendental pastimes. That it's so transcendental that most of the times, sometimes we don't even understand, like coming to today's verses, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead here, Lord Balaram, they're discussing, and yet again we can understand what ecstasy Maharaj Parikshit has been in, to inquire and bringing this conversation from the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami started to speak of creation, and bringing it to these intimate pastimes. Sometimes we can see when, like, senior devotees come here and they give classes. Many of times, if you analyze the class itself, it just appears to be like a regular, ordinary class. But it's when a devotee starts inquiring, asking questions, that's when all the fire of the class raises. That's when all the enthusiasm and like the class becomes so fired up. And it's because of the interaction between the speaker and the audience. So this is what has been going on with Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit throughout the Bhagavatam. That as he had to be qualified to ask these questions and thus bring about more conversations and more ecstasies. So coming to this topic here of, imagine what the transcendental nature this topic has, that Parikshit Maharaj inquired in such a way that Sukadeva Goswami is describing these pastimes. So these pastimes are of great transcendental value. You know, great transcendental pastimes of Lord Balaram drinking liquor, you know, he's enjoying in the night with young ladies, appearing to be drunk and dragging the Yamuna to the river. From a mundane point of view, this sounds all completely topsy-turvy, completely against what we are offering in Krishna consciousness. But these are great transcendental topics because they were spoken by great transcendental personalities, and it's in the greatest book of all times, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is also addressed as Grantaraj. Grantaraj means the king of books. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, we say that every day. That's what it means, the king of books. So it has the highest transcendental knowledge in here. So we can try to understand these graphics of these pastimes, and I use the word graphics because it appears to be quite beyond our grasp, or at least my grasp of intelligence, to understand Lord Balaram taking liquor, as they have described us in the earlier parts here, is described as liquor. But Srila Prabhupada, if you read the Krishna book on this chapter, Srila Prabhupada never used the word liquor, he used the word liquid honey. At least the version of the Krishna book that I have, that book brings back great memories to me. It's When I first joined this movement, it's those red classics you might have remembered. There are four books that came out at least back in the 80s. I don't see them anymore. With the Krishna book, the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. So I remember I was almost kicked out of this movement because of the same Krishna book. That's a whole other topic. Anyway, so that gives me, you know, great memories whenever I talk about that book. So there it says, Srila Prabhupada talks about, he addressed this as liquid honey. So he didn't use the word liquor, even though it's used in the Bhagavatam here, and also Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also addressed it in this way. So it should be understood that in Vedic culture, many of the terms used are used today, but they have a different connotation, they have different meanings and understanding. Like liquor today means that which gets you drunk and intoxicated out of ignorance. Sometimes, I remember when I first joined this movement, Trivikram Prabhu might have remembered, we had one huge kirtan, and at the end of the kirtan, he said, "Oh, I'm just drunk." So I was thinking, what are you saying? So, you know, from the kirtan, the essence of the kirtan, he said he felt drunk. So, anyway, so this has a different meaning from what may be understood today. And these pastimes, Lord Balaram dancing with these young gopis, it's in itself very difficult for us to understand. It's also described that these gopis, they weren't the same gopis that Krishna danced with earlier in the Bhagavatam. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and also described in the Harivamsa, that these, at the time when Krishna were dancing with the gopis, these girls, they were younger, so they didn't have the opportunity to engage in that pastime with Krishna. So it was an opportunity for them. Lord Balaram, also the Supreme Personality of God, gave them that opportunity. And somewhere, in some places, some other of the other Puranas or so, we would be able to understand why Balaram were enjoying with these young gopis. Just like with Lord Krishna, we heard that at the time of Lord Ram, all the ladies of Ayodhya wanted to have a close relationship with Lord Ram, and he told them that when he come again as Krishna, then they can all come and join him. Also the sages wanted to enjoy personally with Krishna, so they all came in the form of gopis. And so like that, so similarly, these, even though it's not mentioned here, these other gopis who are enjoying with Balaram, they have some history that led up to this pastime. So how that to be understood, it can be a little bit beyond our range or scope of understanding. So, and more than that, sometimes whenever I read these pastimes, I would feel virtually challenged. How can I understand the graphics of these pastimes? How can I conceive of them into my life? But on the other hand, I don't feel so bad, because as described in this verse here, great personalities like Yamuna Devi, the river Yamuna personified, even she misunderstood, even she took Lord Balaram for granted. And she is no ordinary personality. She is described to be the expansion of Queen Kalindi, who is one of Krishna's principal queens. So she's an expansion. So she is directly the goddess of fortune. And even she had a hard time to understand and conceive of these pastimes of Lord Balaram. She was thinking, oh, Balaram is probably just drunk. So when Balaram called for her, come here that I want to enjoy in your water, she think, oh, I'm not going to take you seriously, you're just drunk. And then Balaram showed his prowess. That's what is described in these verses. I remembered once one devotee he told his sad story that he was on Brajmandal Parakram, not our ISKCON Brajmandal Parakram, but the other one from Varshana. So they had a group of maybe 1,500, 2,000 local devotees, and they were going around. They would camp in the nights. So this one devotee was there, and he couldn't have slept because there were some kirtan group sing so sweetly, so beautiful kirtan, so captivating that he couldn't have slept. So then he got up and he asked the organizer that, who are those kirtaneers? They're so wonderful, so beautiful, captivating kirtan. He said, oh, don't worry, they're just four drunks. They're just singing Hare Krishna and chanting, you know. So don't take them seriously, they're just four drunks. So here Yamuna Devi is also thinking, oh, this, you know, Balaram, he's intoxicated, so don't take him seriously. So even she had a hard time conceiving of Lord Balaram's pastimes. We find time and time again in the Bhagavatam that these things happened to the creator, Lord Brahma. He couldn't have conceived of Krishna's pastimes in the Mohan Leela pastime we read earlier. Then Lord Indra in the Govardhan pastimes, Govardhan Leela, also not being able to conceive and understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if these great personalities are getting difficulties in understanding, then what hope is there for us? That's a question sometimes I always ask myself, what hope is there for me in understanding these pastimes? That how can we grasp? But for us, we are very fortunate. In a sense, we are even more fortunate that we have the association of great personalities coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya himself gave this process of where we can fit ourselves, just plug ourselves in here, and all this transcendence automatically flows within our hearts through this disciplic succession, through this association. And so many great things can be achieved by just being in line. Therefore, Krishna described in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvini Pani Patena Paripasnina Sevaya. And so the two qualifications are there, surrender and service. You know, patena, you know, surrender, prani patena, and service. So two great personalities, to our spiritual master, to all of the senior devotees in our line. So if we stick to this process, if we accept this and we serve in this way, then the right understanding comes to us. That's like us, we are discussing the Bhagavatam here today, and we are able to understand or conceive somewhat of Lord Balaram's pastimes here. And person like, even like Mother Yamuna, she was not able to conceive so much. In the sense, not that we're comparing, but in the sense that we have this process of which we can able to understand through the book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata, these great personalities, we can able to understand and grasp the essence of these pastimes. So this is our great fortune, that we can understand all these intimate dealings with the Lord through this association. And many of you even sitting here are probably listening. You had like that great fortune of associating directly with Srila Prabhupada, and both with his physical body and the physical presence, and able to, you know, get that divine association. We are also getting it here through the association of you who had association with Srila Prabhupada. Talking of that association, I have something special at the end of the class for especially those of us who have never had the personal association of Srila Prabhupada or in being in his presence. I have some darshan, if someone reminds me at the end of the class. Something special. So anyway, we can get this same knowledge, this same understanding. We can dive directly into these pastimes through this process of association with the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why it's so important that we all attend the Srimad Bhagavatam classes. We listen to the classes. It doesn't have to, despite, as I said earlier, like in my own case, the speaker would not be anyway qualified. It's on this merit that Srila Prabhupada wrote the preface of the Bhagavatam. And where he quoted that verse, that Sagra Sargavit Janataya Vipalo, that despite one may not be an eloquent speaker or be able to present, but if one is sincere, then he's able to, the audience would be able to accept this Bhagavatam, especially if they have an honest heart. So this is our level of Bhagavatam here, that which I was told not many temples would go into these topics. They would kind of bypass it or go back to the first canto. But we are very fortunate here to be allowed to sit and discuss all these intimate pastimes of the personality of Godhead and his associates that give us this opportunity to be able to relish our association with each other, relish the Lord's intimate pastimes, and able to understand it through our Guru Parampara system, understand the intimate dealings of the Lord and his devotees, understand these intimate pastimes, and by so doing, this actually brings about something special within our hearts. Actually, if we look at the Bhagavatam and from the beginning, you talked about the like creation and the Lord's activities in different cantos, and all of them, he's performing some kind of activities, come for some purpose. Here in the 10th canto, a great part deals with just the Lord and his pleasure and his actual glorification. His relaxing mood. And that's what brings about the highest standard. He's just enjoying with his intimate associates, with his intimate devotees. All the other cantos, you know, like the Lord Narsingadev, he came and he was killing Hiranyakashipu. He was doing something here. That is this part he's just enjoying. And it's such a relaxing, soothing mood of bringing about a lot of intimacy throughout our lives, to understand this intimate connection with the Lord, that is such a personality that's not that, you know, he's there and we are here, but somehow or the other, by the grace of the devotees in the past and the devotees are present here now, we can able to get in contact with these intimate pastimes. And just by hearing these pastimes, just by discussing these pastimes, associating with each other, we can develop our Krishna consciousness. It's such a sweet, intimate thing that we have that is unfortunately not very much available. Even though it's available all over, it's still considered a secret. It's still considered very confidential. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, one of the chapters is entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita has been written in so many different languages all over the world. The Bhagavatam is all over. But still, it's a great secret. It's a great confidential topic. That's like sometimes if you go to the stores, when you go to the cash registers, you see all these magazines and they talked about this great secret, that great secret. It's all there publicly and still they have it in a great secret. Similarly, Bhagavatam, it's a great secret, great confidential topic. But it's available all over. So why is it confidential? Because unless one has the right approach and in the proper atmosphere, then we cannot understand the confidentiality of these subject matters. And this is a great opportunity that we have here as devotees, that we have the right source, the right opportunity, the association of devotees, and we can able to discuss these pastimes. So with this, I would like to stop here, and if anyone would like to add anything, either on the Bhagavatam or about the Bhagavatam or about these pastimes or questions or criticisms, you can take them. Sri Vikram Prabhu.
At the beginning, you mentioned that Maharaj Parikshit, he was qualified to recite the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
And where did Srila Prabhupada mention this?
I can find that for you. We get knowledge from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And my source of this knowledge is from my Guru Maharaj. So I'll be happy to ask him, let him quote where you get it, and I can share that with you. I'm not able to do it right away, but if he said so, I accept it.
And another point, I think in the verse, is it the last verse that Lord Balaram is compared to Indra's elephant, Ayurvata?
Yes. Yes.
Is there any idea on why he's compared to
Ayurvata? It's not described here. I didn't touch on it because I had so much stuff on my mind to blow out for my own purpose. But in the Sharavata Darshini by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it's described that Lord Balaram is described like the male elephant, and he was sporting with all the she elephants. So the king of elephants is Ayurvata. In this aspect, we know that the king of elephants is Gajendra. But in this pastime, is described as Ayurvata. So he's like the king, especially when he got dressed after Kalindi Devi gave him all his beautiful garments. He looked so resplendent and the golden jewelry, so like that. Yeah, Balaram is white. Yeah. So like that, and he offers protection. So, Shesha Prabhu.
Just in response to Sri Prabhupada's question, we know that Parikshit Maharaj was asked by his mother what he had heard, and he recited to her Brihad Bhagavatam, so that gives some idea of his qualifications, and either before or after. I mean, this is after he heard, and he was able to understand and repeat, explaining Brihad Bhagavatam to her mother. So, that's one reference. I don't know if it completely answers the question.
Madan Mohan Prabhu?
He's also listed as the one who obtained perfection by hearing Sukadeva Goswami, by speaking, Prahlad Maharaj, by remembering. So all the nine processes had someone listed as the example. So, also listed there.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you very much. Any other? So anyway, for as I mentioned earlier, some time ago in reciprocation to our service on Ratha Yatra, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples gave me as a gift some of we can say part of Srila Prabhupada's body. It's one time when they shaved his hair, he gave me some of that hair. So I have it here if anyone would like to take darshan. It might sound well, okay, it is the hair of his, you know, from his head, which Sunday Srila Prabhupada said is muchi. But for us, it's transcendental because it came from a pure personality. Just like in the Bhagavatam, there is described about Lord Rishabhdev, that the stool of Lord Rishabhdev was so transcendental, such an aroma. So it has great value. And when we talk about Lord Bor incarnation, Varaha, we can understand accepting the body of a boar, even though it's not described. Sometimes I think, well, maybe, you know, boar eats too. But because Lord Vishabhadev, then that's transcendental. So here is this, you know, I have this little couplet of few strands of hair from Srila Prabhupada's head. If anyone would like to take a look or take darshan, you're welcome. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.